Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue has confirmed that the Atlantic Technological University is one of two locations for a €50 million veterinary school. The £300 million Derry and Strabane City deal has been signed. A number of motorists were detected in Donegal over the weekend driving under the influence, and it's led to a mother whose son was killed by a drunk driver to urge people to think twice before getting behind the wheel after drinking. And finally, the family of Arlene Arkinson has vowed to never give up hope after latest searches for the teenager's body were stood down. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport, and that will be coming up at around a quarter past five. First in news, Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue has confirmed that the Atlantic Technological University is one of two locations for a €50 million veterinary school. It's understood that the clinical part of the veterinary course will be provided in Letterkenny, while the practical side will be delivered in collaboration with the Mount Bellew Agricultural College in Galway. ATU President Dr. Orla Flynn welcomed the announcement, saying it's not only a testament to the confidence placed in the ATU, but also a significant boost for the West and Northwest, creating a new educational and economic opportunity which will have a far-reaching impact. Speaking to Highland Radio News, Minister McConnellogue says it's a significant day for students and farmers alike.
And it's particularly great now to be able to see that come to fruition with Letterkenny be approved at Cabinet today to establish a veterinary school alongside Mount Bellew Agricultural College as well, with 40 places a year being 200 at over 5 years, or 200 at any one time when it gets up to full capacity for a five-year course.
And this announcement with it, it's bringing relief to a lot of people. It's going to bring relief to students who really wanted to study veterinary nursing but couldn't because of the lack of availability in courses, but as well for farmers now as well, because there was a shortage of vets, or there is a shortage of vets, I should say.
Yeah, I was clear from the start of this process of the importance of making sure that we had regional spread in relation to the final outcome of where the veterinary college would be. And also of making sure as well that we would see a pipeline of young qualified vets coming out who would be interested in the large animal vet and the farm animal side of veterinary practice as well, because there are challenges in relation to the number of vets available for that. So I think the approach that's been taken by Letterkenny and Atlantic Technological University will serve farmers really, really well, and also really importantly serve young people well, because up until now too many of our young people have had to go abroad to get veterinary education. Now they can have it not only in their own country, but in terms of when it comes to Donegal, we can have that opportunity in our own region. So I think it's a very significant development indeed.
Well, applications are now open for the ATU's 2024-25 1916 bursary. The bursary provides assistance to socioeconomically disadvantaged students entering higher education for the first time. Grants of between €1,500 and €5,000 per year are available, and applications are set to close on October 10th. More information is available on the Atlantic Technological University's website. The £300 million Derry and Strabane City deal has been signed. The city deal is aimed at stimulating the economy in the northwest and was officially signed at the Guildhall by the North Secretary of State Hilary Benn. Derry Chamber is welcoming the signing, saying initiatives such as the regeneration of the Riverfront, Strand Road and Walled City areas in Derry City and the redevelopment of Strabane Town Centre will be truly transformative. Chamber CEO Anna Doherty says this will benefit the whole northwest region, and she wants to see work start immediately.
The Chamber is absolutely delighted about this. It's really welcome news, particularly the project funding has been specified for, but also for the whole region. It will be truly transformative.
How tense was the past weekend after rumblings emerged on Friday evening that city deals were being paused across the UK? Hilary Benn seemed to indicate over the weekend that he was still coming to Derry today. He was still up for a signing. But there was a few tense moments, I'm sure, over Friday, Saturday and Sunday last.
There were on Friday, Donal. Yes, I've got to say, there were a lot of stirrings, a lot of phone calls were going on, but an awful lot of work went in the background to make sure that it got over the line and the right decision was obviously made. The Secretary of State himself, I think, was very, very supportive of, and made sure that it happened.
The signing has taken place. Is the money now set in stone? Is there any question of scaling back from the commitments over the coming years? Or as far as you're concerned, the ink is now drying on the page. It's a done deal. The money is coming.
I saw it done before my very eyes, Donald. So, yes, that's my understanding, is that the money is signed for and that is what will come here. The money will start flowing from today and we will see progress. Hopefully see something actually sods lifted maybe before Christmas. And it will give encouragement to everybody all across the region, I feel. It's good news and comes alongside the twin good news that Letterkenny's had as well at the ATU today around the Veterinary College. It's all great news for this whole region.
A number of motorists were detected in Donegal over the weekend driving under the influence, one of whom was 12 times over the drink driving limit, with Gardaí describing the detections as extremely worrying. It's led to a mother whose son was killed by a drunk driver urging people to think twice before getting behind the wheel after drinking. Julie Patton, mother of the late 18-year-old Shane, says there's not enough Gardaí assigned to the roads policing unit. She told today's 9 till noon show that excuses should no longer be accepted before the courts.
Doesn't seem to be any end to it. There just seems to be people don't realise how dangerous it is to get in a car with drink or drugs on them. Possibly there's not enough Garda presence on our roads at the moment, but that's not the guards' fault. That's beyond their control. They are only given the hours that they can, and they're doing what they can, but there's not enough enforcement out there for or Garda checkpoints, which would be a deterrent for people.
Yeah, because I think people feel they're not going to get caught because they're prepared to risk it.
They're prepared to risk it. The legislation is not being enforced either. You know, like, people can go out and it could be over the limit and then they're going to court and they're using excuses like, I need the car to drive, and their excuses are working for them and they're not losing their licence. Like, the law's there and the legislation's there that they should lose their licence if they're over the limit.
The family of Arlene Arkinson has vowed to never give up hope after the latest search for the teenager's body was stood down in recent days. Searches were carried out in the Glenfinn area last week. The 15-year-old from Castlederg disappeared after attending a disco in Bundoran over 30 years ago. On today's 9 till noon show, Arlene's sister Kathleen Arkinson reissued an appeal for information to help find her sister's body.
Arlene's anniversary was the 13th of August, and it would have been just nearly a month since the vigil. We just for sure Arlene was there, and we'd like to appeal for like anybody with any information to come forward, doesn't matter how small it is, because we need to find Arlene to give Arlene a decent burial. We are not giving up our hope of finding Arlene, and still going ahead for a public inquiry into what happened and was in the case of Arlene from start to now. We won't give up. We are going to fight for this public inquiry. We need it.
Blasts have been heard in Beirut a day after 12 people were killed by exploding pagers. It's believed communication devices used by Hezbollah have detonated in the Lebanese capital this afternoon. Security say dozens have been wounded in today's explosions. Sky's Alex Crawford was there and spoke to witnesses.
One of the two-way radios that many of the Hezbollah security people around here are using had exploded. We then saw a number of people, the Hezbollah security, gathering up all the walkie-talkies and taking the batteries out of them.
An Inishowen councillor says it's unacceptable there's still no clear pathway for the remediation of Donegal County Council's own housing stock, which is affected by defective concrete. Councillor Albert Doherty says a scheme was promised by the end of July, but that deadline has passed. Officials from the housing department were to have met council officials this week, but that meeting has been deferred for a week. Councillor Doherty says while Donegal County Council are trying to work to see remediations, there's no funding available to them.
Donegal County Council, to be fair, in January, they submitted a detailed submission to the department. They outlined the requirements to commence and to pursue remediation. And here we are into September, and Donegal County Council are continuing to engage the department, but they are unable to procure the funding necessary to commence the work and there is much needed remediation of our social homes. To be fair to Donegal County Council, they have a current initiative where they've commenced scoring, where they're able to complete very small remediation work, but they have no budget. And there's a meeting with officials next Thursday, and I'd be hoping that there'll be early delivery, and I'm looking forward to putting that to the department officials.
A new social housing development in Dunloe is a step closer. The contract for the 43-unit project at Chapel Road has been awarded to John O'Donnell Construction Limited in Ballybuffet. The development will consist of a mix of housing properties from one-bed apartments to four-bed houses. The contract was formally signed in recent days. The Ceann Comhairle has described the spend on Leinster House's bike shelter as exorbitant. Sean O'Farrell called the €336,000 price tag as unacceptable. The Ceann Comhairle says the finding of the review from the OPW will have to be carefully examined in the Dáil today.
Nobody can understand how a simple structure to park bikes ended up costing €336,000 of taxpayers' money. I know that I speak for everyone in this House when I say that it's a profound embarrassment and the depth of public anger is entirely justified.
A new residents association has been formed in Fawn to address a number of local issues, predominantly the speed of traffic going through the village. Fawn is on the R238, the main route from Donegal and Derry into Buncrana and West Innishowen. There's a speed of 60 kilometres per hour limit on the 2 kilometre stretch on either side of the village, but residents say it's not enough and more needs to be done to slow the traffic down. Former Senator Catherine Noon lives in Fawn and is a member of the Residents Committee. On today's 9 till noon show, she told Greg Hughes that part of the problem is that people don't know they're coming into a village.
Fawn, when you drive into it, it doesn't necessarily feel like a village in the way that some other villages might. There's no centre to the village as such. There's no calming measure coming in either side of the village. I did meet with the council a couple of weeks ago. I met with one of their engineers and he was very helpful and had a lot of ideas around what we might do to, and we had ideas ourselves, which I shared with him. And he was very amenable to doing certain small things in the short term that could help. And then looking at it more long term to try and find solutions.
There is a review of speed limits ongoing. Maybe that's an opportunity. But also people have to be aware that it's a built up area and adhere to those speed limits. So more signage, public crossings.
Calming measures, you know, and even just nice welcome to Fawn and stuff that makes it feel more like a village. So subconsciously people are more inclined to slow down. We're trying to get out of our driveways. We want to go for a walk. It can take like a good few minutes to get the chance to cross the road with the sheer volume of traffic and the speed of it. And look, children are taking their lives into their own hands.
The time's now 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. It's coming up to 5:15 here in Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thank you very much, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. GAA President Jarlath Byrne says their new hurling development committee is not just about funding. The new position of National Director of Hurling has been advertised with the aim of growing the game and establishing new clubs. And Byrne says it won't only come down to money.
It requires money at a particular stage, but before that it requires structure and strategy and will and people willing to actually volunteer to get these hurling clubs up and running. And this, that is a challenge, there's no doubt about it, and it's a long-term challenge. But my ideal would be that there would be money that could be applied for whenever the club is up and running, obviously for equipment and for start-up and for foundation and all of that.
Tributes have been paid from all corners of the footballing world for Salvatore Toto Schillaci, who died at the age of 59 today. The Sicilian striker won the Golden Boot at the 1990 World Cup with his decisive quarter-final goal against the Republic of Ireland, one of six at the tournament. Schillaci started his career with his local club Messina before spells at both Juventus and Inter. In the Champions League tonight, Manchester City take on Inter Milan and Celtic are at home to Slovan Bratislava. Both of those games start at 8 o'clock. It is, of course, a new-look Champions League competition. City boss Pep Guardiola says he's prepared to wait before passing judgment on the new expanded format.
I don't think much, honestly. I always have been like that. So it's because I don't know what's going to happen, not even tomorrow, imagine in January. Many things can happen. So I think in the modern football, modern sports, have to handle the present and what is the next game, and that's all.
Celtic have won 6 games in a row to start the Scottish season, and ahead of hosting Slovakian side Slovan Bratislava, their manager Brendan Rodgers feels that his side is ready for the challenge.
We've seen that through pre-season. We used the games against Man City and Chelsea as Champions League preparation games, and how we set the team up and how we tried to play and work. So I think we arrive into it, hopefully having learned from last season and knowing that at this level it is about the, not just the details, the really small details that make the difference. And because every team you play, and like the questions, everyone, the narrative of Bratislava and whatever else, every team comes here thinks they're a big team.
Two more places in the last 16 of the Carabao Cup are also up for grabs tonight. Evan Ferguson should make a first start for Brighton since March, with Wolves visiting the Amex Stadium. And Tottenham will look to avoid a shock away defeat to Coventry City. After a North London derby defeat at the weekend to Arsenal, Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou says he firmly believes if they keep playing well, the results will come.
You know, outperforming the opposition, but not taking the critical moments in our favour, and you pay a price for that. But that doesn't mean you need to change your approach. If anything, you just need to keep doing what you're doing and make sure that in those critical moments we take advantage of it.
On to boxing. 4 Donegal fighters are in action this evening in the Ulster Senior Championships in Belfast. Taking to the ring at the Crumlin Club will be Anthony McFadden and Ewan McLaughlin, both are a foe. Declan Duffy of Twin Towns and Daniel McCormick of Convoy. The action starts there at 8 o'clock. In golf, Tommy Fleetwood hopes there's a resolution that will allow golfers who are part of the LIV Tour to play in the Ryder Cup. The qualification process for next year's event begins this week at the PGA Championship at Wentworth. England's Fleetwood says Team Europe will be a lot weaker without the likes of Tyrrell Hatton and John Rahm.
You obviously want the best players that you can assemble on the team. And that's, of course, we all want that in terms of being able to put the best competition we can out there.
Finally, in snooker, Mark Allen is in action at the English Open second round this evening. He faces a Chinese Luan Hoshin as he looks to progress to the next phase. That's your sport, Donna Marie. We'll have more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. There have been heated exchanges in the Dáil over the government's handling of children waiting for scoliosis surgery. It comes after an 8-year-old boy was removed from the urgent surgery list without his parents being informed. Gillian Sherhard and Stephen Morrison were in the Dáil gallery as Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald said the government had failed children waiting on life-changing surgeries. Taoiseach Simon Harris says decisions on surgeries should be left in the hands of clinicians.
We're very happy for my team to talk to the family, very happy to help in every way we can. But ultimately, a clinical decision will have to be made here. And for you to suggest that there's some clinical lever that I can pull that I just couldn't be bothered pulling is insulting to parents of sick children. You're better than that, and sick children deserve better than that.
The number of homes sold in Donegal for the month of July was 76. That's a drop of 22% in the same month in 2023. That's according to figures released today by the Central Statistics Office. The median sale price of the home saw a rise of 7% to €189,750. That's below the national average increase of 9.6%. A fifth man has been charged in connection with a major Garda and Europol operation targeting drug trafficking gangs. All five are due before the courts this afternoon. €350,000 in cash and suspected encrypted devices were among the drugs which were seized during raids in Dublin and Wexford on Monday. Bella Finn reports.
The multinational operation involving An Garda Síochána resulted in 51 arrests worldwide and the takedown of an encrypted criminal communication platform called Ghost. In a series of coordinated searches, 33 premises nationwide were investigated, totaling €16 million worth of drugs seizures here. Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland said Ireland had the second highest number of encrypted devices in use.
In total, there's in excess of 126 telephone devices. At this stage, we believe 42 of those devices that we recovered in our search operation the last night, we believe are actual devices designed and uploaded with the relevant software.
More than 300 officers were involved in the effort to dismantle the drug trafficking route and network. Assistant Commissioner Justin Kelly says it was a success.
We will continue to use every opportunity, technology and resource at our disposal to protect our communities from the harm inflicted by these criminals.
The guards have also said that while the covert mission of the operation is complete, arrests will continue to be made.
Having a look now to weather, dry and fine this evening with light to moderate easterly breezes. It'll be dry tonight with mist and fog patches. That's with light and variable breezes and lows of 7 to 11 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue has confirmed that the Atlantic Technological University is one of two locations for a €50 million veterinary school. It's understood that the clinical part of the veterinary course will be provided in Letterkenny, while the practical side will be delivered in collaboration with Mount Bellew Agricultural College in Galway. The £300 million deal for Derry and Strabane City has been signed. The city deal is aimed at stimulating the economy in the northwest, and it was officially signed at the Guildhall by the North Secretary of State, Hilary Benn. Derry Chamber is welcoming the signing, saying initiatives such as the regeneration of the Riverfront, Strand Road and Walled City areas in Derry City and the redevelopment of Strabane Town Centre will be truly transformative. A number of motorists were detected in Donegal over the weekend driving under the influence, one of whom was 12 times over the drink driving limit. It's led to a mother whose son was killed by a drunk driver, urging people to think twice before getting behind the wheel after drinking. Julie Patton, mother of the late 18-year-old Shane, says that there were not enough Gardaí assigned to the roads policing unit. And finally, the family of Arlene Arkinson has vowed to never give up hope after the latest search for the teenager's body was stood down in recent days. Searches were carried out in the Glenfinn area last week. The 15-year-old from Castlederg disappeared after attending a disco in Bundoran over 30 years ago. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, September 18th. The death has taken place of Jean McElwee ní Doherty, 29 Ardnalee Park, Strabane, formerly of Drumminy, Burndennet, reposing at her home today from 6 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Friday at 20 past 11 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Clocker at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Rose Marie Burke, 36 Abbey Park, Manor Cunningham. Rose Marie's remains are reposing at her late residence today until 10 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in St Columbus Church Cemetery, Drumahull. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please, and family flowers only. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the intensive care unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Mary Sweeney, ní Magruirtí, Culladerry, Ballylar, Fanage, Donegal. Mary's remains are reposing at her late residence. Rosary is at 9 o'clock. Removal from there to St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, Fanage at 11:30 tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass will be live streamed to the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Fanna Daycare Centre, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Anne Boyle, Tully Cleeve Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Kathleen Higdon, ní McDade, 8 Binion Avenue, Letterkenny. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her late residence today until 10 p.m. with rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny for Requiem Mass at 1 p.m, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Letterkenny University Hospital, Medical 6 Ward, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.